For most kids, school is a place of achievement and learning, or maybe just a place to socialize with their friends. But for kids without stable living arrangements, it can mean much more than that. School districts want to help their homeless students, but first they have to know who they are. Estimates vary greatly on how many homeless students there are in Florida. Some say the number is as high as 1 in every 18. Ken Gaughan supervises social work for Hillsborough County Public Schools. They asked experts how many homeless students they may have.
The input we get is you need to look at your free lunch count in the district. And our free lunch count is pretty high. It's around 55%. They say about 10% of your free lunch population is also homeless. That's a pretty big number.
Doing the math, that means as many as 11,000 students in Hillsborough County may be homeless. But the state of Florida doesn't agree. In 2013, it estimated the number in the county to be closer to about 3,200. Bottom line, it's really hard to get an accurate count of homeless students, especially as they get older when they start to couch surf or move around a lot. 12-year-old Noah Holmes is one of an estimated 2,200 homeless kids in Pinellas County. He remembers the hotel where he and his family recently lived, and he can describe it in just one word.
Bad. You can't go at least 10 feet without smelling weed or pot or something. Just the place was bad.
Noah, with his mother and 7-year-old sister Emma, moved into the Homeless Empowerment Program, or HEP, in Clearwater. It's a shelter and training program for homeless families and individuals.
Without this, like I said, I don't know where we'd be.
That's Noah's mother, Michelle Holmes. She brought them to HEP on the recommendation of their pastor after she lost her job and then their apartment.
I don't want to say ever living on the streets, but that may have been our next step.
And she says she's noticed a change in Noah since their housing troubles started.
He's very pouty and quieter. I definitely think it affects them at school. They're like, I don't think they know how to express what to tell everyone.
The American Psychological Association says as schooling for homeless children is interrupted or delayed, they are twice as likely to have a learning disability, have to repeat a grade, or be suspended from school. And there are the everyday challenges like transportation, food and clothing, and getting homework done. That's where the schools come in.
The best place for a homeless kid to be is in a school.
That's Ellen McLaughlin. She's in charge of a program at the Sarasota Y that helps homeless students enroll and stay in school.
They have safety, they have stability, they can make progress to their goals.
McLaughlin acts as a liaison between homeless students and the school, helping them connect with social services, school buses, shelters, and keeping up with schoolwork. By federal law, every district has someone like her, and the law does more.
The McKinney-Vento Act says that even if a child moves 10 times, they have the right to stay in one school all year with transportation provided by the school district.
But McLaughlin says the role staff and teachers play is also vital.
So we train teachers that these are their kids. To be successful, they need to have stability, and the teachers really embrace that. And they do need to understand that it's hard to do your homework when you're in a shelter or in a car.
Teachers and staff are trained to look for signs of homelessness so they can direct kids to help. Signs like changing schools a lot, sleeping in class, lost paperwork, or always being behind. And Jamie Meyer of Metropolitan Ministries says there's another red flag.
You often see kids hoarding food. Like, we might have an opportunity in one of our programs to give snacks, and they want to take extras.
Meanwhile, Noah Holmes says he's just glad his family is together, and he wants it to be a fresh start for all of them.
I don't know, helps my family get back on our feet instead of just keep falling and falling. So you just move up from where we used to be.
His mom is going through a 6-week computer training class at HEP. She hopes it will improve her chances at finding a good job and a permanent home of their own. For State Impact Florida, I'm Michael S. Butler in Tampa.